Peter van Dalen and five armed inspectors are picking through a mountain of metal at a Cape Town scrapyard.
Yes, a lot of copper cables here.
These investigators have a colorful nickname, the Copperheads. They're searching for copper wire stolen from the city's telephone and electrical networks. In this warehouse, they discover parts from a power transformer.
This is something you don't usually find, should not be able to find in a scrapyard.
The Copperheads unit was formed last year to fight a plague of copper theft. Van Dalen is a city councillor whose district was hard hit by thieves.
When somebody steals 1 meter of cable, you would have vast neighborhoods sitting without powers for 2 or 3 days. So it was easier to do something about catching the criminals than what it was to actually have the cable replaced every time.
The Copperheads raid scrapyards to cut off the market for stolen metal. They also patrol hotspots and conduct late-night stakeouts to catch thieves in the act.
Where's your papers?
Van Dalen has pulled over to question 2 men digging a small hole. He can see exposed power lines just a few feet below ground.
For which company are you working?
These workers are legitimate, but Van Dalen is suspicious of anyone with a shovel.
You'll be driving around a stretch of road like this, and all of a sudden you will see there is a hole. We call that the pilot hole. And what they do is they go and check which type of cable is there, and then at night when it's dark, they will dig out about 100 meters, they will take, and every night they will come back and take another 100 meters.
In its first year on the beat, the Copperheads have arrested 275 thieves and scrap dealers. The city of Cape Town says it is now spending 75% less to replace stolen wires. Still, not everyone is happy that the strike force raids scrap yards without search warrants. Bernard Maguire is a spokesman for the Metal Recyclers Association of South Africa.
We have no objection, and we have always been proactively mentioning to our members to be fully cooperative, but it's the manner in which it's being done which we are finding to be quite aggressive.
New regulations may reduce the need for aggressive raids. The new rules will soon tighten licensing standards for recycling companies and require dealers to investigate where scrap metal comes from before they buy it.
The legitimate operators have been operating like this from the day they started their businesses. What it will do is it will restrict and hopefully get rid of all these illegitimate operators.
The Copperheads say the new laws will help, but will not eradicate copper theft completely.
This is all the stuff we have recovered. We store it in these containers.
Inside a row of unmarked evidence lockers at a secret location, Councillor Van Dalen points out that drug addicts and street gang members will steal anything with copper in it.
This is a drain cover that has been smashed up.
There's these parts of statues that were stolen that we have recovered.
There are water meters, street lights, pipes, and bathroom faucets here. Van Dalen smiles as he looks at the loot his team has seized from thieves.
Yes, and I want to see containers filled up like this a lot.
Van Dalen thinks his Copperheads are a model for how other South African cities can establish their own recycling police. Terry Fitzpatrick for VOA News, Cape Town.